The following is a recording for development with the Israel Project on Tuesday, November 7, 2017 at 1 p.m. Central Time. Excuse me, everyone. We now have our presenters in conference. Please be aware, each of your lines is in a listen-only mode. At the conclusion of the presentation, we will open the floor for questions. At that time, instruction will be given to the procedure to follow if you'd like to ask a question. It is now my pleasure to turn the conference over to Jacob Milner.
Thank you very much, Stephanie, and thank you, everybody, for taking the time in the middle of your day to join us for this very exciting conference call that we have. We have today with us Nitzana Darshan-Leitner, and she's going to talk about her new book. It's called Harpoon. It actually comes out this week. It's a revelatory account of the Cloak and Dagger Israeli campaign to target the finances fueling terror organizations, an effort that became the blueprint ultimately for U.S. efforts to combat terror threats like ISIS and drug cartels. Written by Nitzana, who I will introduce in a moment, who worked with Harpoon and is a best-selling journalist, Harpoon offers a gripping story of the Israeli-led effort, now joined by the Americans, to choke off terrorists' oxygen supply, money via unconventional warfare. Briefly about Nitzana, she's the president of the Shirat Hadin, a Tel Aviv-based law center that represents the families of hundreds of terrorist victims in lawsuits worldwide. She is regularly interviewed and provides commentary in the global media and has been recognized by Forbes Israel as one of the most influential Israeli women of 2016 and by the Jerusalem Post as one of the most influential Jews. With that, it is my pleasure to introduce Nitzana Darshan-Leitner. And just so you know, there will be an opportunity for questions to talk to her about the book or other topics when she's done. So with that, Nitzana, it's all yours.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for having me, Jacob. Well, it's a very exciting day today. We have our first book, Harpoon, getting released, published by Hachette. I actually saw it on the Barnes & Noble. It's really exciting. The book is about the secret war that Israel waged against terror financing. Harpoon is a unit, a secret unit, that was created by legendary former head of the Mossad, Meir Dagan. It was in the midst of the first intifada, where terror attacks were going on a daily basis, buses were blowing up by terrorists, and Meir Dagan thought about a different way to fight terrorism. He sought to find innovative, creative, non-traditional ways that perhaps saved the lives of the people in Israel or soldiers, and found it the new frontier for financing, going after the money. He realized the money is the oxygen to the terrorism. And if you stop the flow of the money, you can stop the flow of the terrorism. He went to back then Prime Minister Netanyahu, asked him to create a special unit. And as usually happened in these instances, the computer picked up a name for the unit, and he came up with Harpoon. The book is about the different operations that Harpoon took. They had a directive: stole the money, target the money, kill the money. And during the second intifada forward, they did many operations trying to separate the leaders of the organizations from their money, trying to go after the assets of the organizations, by using all means you can imagine. They use con games on terrorists, they used, they raided banks, they robbed convoys, they used obviously assassinations against the money men. For the first time, the money men became a target. People that were delivering money to the terror organizations were getting killed. They sent a message that there are no white-collar jobs in the terror organization. And if you are engaged with the terrorists, even if you just only bring them money, And perhaps when you bring the money, you become the highest value of them all. So the book lists all the operations, not all, because it had to go through censorship in Israel, somewhere left outside of the book. But the main stories that are there are really fascinating, what Israel did. And it took a while for the Americans to jump in. Mayor Dagan worked very hard to convince the Americans to join in the fight, to understand that the new way to fight terrorism is a financial warfare. And little by little, the United States joined in. It was after September 11. It was after the appointment of Stuart Levy as the Undersecretary of Treasury for Counterterrorism. And list of steps were taken by the United States against Hezbollah, against the banks that help them, provide them financial services, and obviously against ISIS. We, throughout the team, Israel Law Center, have been working with this unit since the beginning, since our beginning. We were launching lawsuits where we were provided with information given by this unit. And the book tells about some of the stories as well. The first time we were approached by this unit was in the middle of 2002, after terror attacks like the Dolphinarium, where 28 kids were killed, the terror attack in the Moment Cafe in Jerusalem, 18 people got killed. The horrible suicide bombing in Park Hotel in Netanya when 30 people got killed over Passover Seder. And Mayor Dagan saw that in addition there is a legal way to fight the terrorism. Again, by going after the funding using legal actions. We were approached by the unit and collaborated with them on several of the cases, going after banks that provide financial services to terror organizations, going after regimes that support the terror organizations, getting money to the terror victims. As a result of our cases, we are able to win $2 billion judgments. In judgments, we were able to put a lien on $600 million in terror assets, and we were able to collect more than $250 million that went to the hands of the terror victims. I can tell you one story of the book. After 2002, it was actually, Mayor Dagan was appointed to be the head of the Mossad. The prime minister then was Ariel Sharon. They were very close friends. They fought together in Gaza. Ariel Sharon appreciated Mayor Dagan's braveness. He said that he always wanted a head of the Mossad that walked with a dagger between his teeth. And Mayor Dagan came to Ariel Sharon and told him that they must use the harpoon, the unit, to go after the money of the Arafat and his leaders. Ariel Sharon did not like Arafat. He did not agree even to shake his hand. So he gave Mayor Dagan his first mission, asking to separate Arafat from his money. So the unit went to a country in South America, and together with officials of this country, built an investment fund, an investment company, and then called Mohammad Rashid, who was the financial advisor of Yasser Arafat, to come to this South American country and observe and look at this special investment fund. They showed him how lucrative investment it was. what high interest they can get on their money, and what personal benefit he himself will gain if he invests money with them. Muhammad Rashid tried and saw that after a short while he got a big profit on his money, really, really high value. So he went to Yasser Arafat and convinced him to invest with his company. Muhammad Rashid usually were very cautious, but in this instance he left all cautious behind and invested more and more money of Arafat. Have to remember that the money of Arafat was stolen money. The European Union, after the Palestinian Authority was established, gave the Palestinian Authority $10 million a month. They committed to support the people of the new Palestinian Authority. They committed to help them to get established, and they financed them with $10 million a month. However, the money that was supposed to go to the population to build hospitals, to build schools, to pave roads, to go to infrastructure, was going directly to Arafat's pockets. He saw it as his own personal fund. And he used much of this money to terrorism. So Muhammad Rashid was investing this money, and as usually when what happens to this in these sort of cases, one day he calls up the company in the Latin country, and there was nobody to answer the phone. He went and inquired what happened to the investment company, and it clearly disappeared along with Arafat's money. We're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars that Arafat lost in this investment. I can tell you, it's not written in the book. The money was used for very good purposes later on.
Well, that's a good story, Nitsana, and I think this is a good place. This might be a good place to open it up for questions, if you're okay with that, to hear what the audience, what participants are interested in. So, Stephanie, if you don't mind, could you please direct the audience on how to get into the queue?
Thank you. At this time, we will open the floor for questions. If you'd like to ask a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touchtone phone now. Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star one now.
Great. Thank you, Stephanie. And Nitsana, while folks are getting questions entered into the queue, I'll start by asking you a question because I've read an excerpt of the book and it looks very interesting and very informative. And what do you think is the number one thing, if someone were to ask you, what's the number one lesson that could be taken away to fight the larger war on terror and terrorist organizations as they've matured over the years? How have you seen efforts like Harpoon to fight unconventional war with unconventional methods? How have you seen those evolving over the years?
Well, Harpoon is a startup. It's perhaps the most effective and disruptive of them all in the world of counterterrorism. It has to disrupt the way terrorism is acting. You have to find ways always to fight the terrorism. The terror organizations became smart. They evolve. When they find a dark door, they come through the window. It's like any other crime organization. And since they are looking for new ways to operate, we, the West, have to find new ways, innovative ways, to fight them back. If you recall, in the 70s, it was very popular to hijack planes. And there was a story in 1972 with the Kozo Akamoto attack in Lod Airport in Israel, today called Ben Gurion Airport, when they originally wanted to hijack an Israeli plane. But when they came to and checked the El Al security, they realized that they won't be able to hijack an Israeli plane and went and to do an attack at the airport itself. So when they see that they cannot do, continue with plan A, they always have plan B. Today, they are not using suicide bombers anymore. At least they reduced the times of using suicide bombers. They started using lone wolves, setting attacks, recurring attacks. As the way they change, we have to change. And Harpoon was the first one to realize that there must be other ways to fight terrorism. They pioneered this sort of warfare, and today is adopted by every Western country in the world.
Wow, that's a great story. I think we may have a few questions actually coming in right now via email. So while I collect those, I have one more question for you, and that is the book comes out this week. We have a lot of folks on the call from around the country who are working in various community capacities, and I think that their constituencies would find this interesting. So can you briefly talk about the media work that you've been doing to promote the book and other opportunities people may have if they want to get the book and see and read it themselves?
So, yeah, I'm myself going on a book tour this coming month, the entire month of November, the East Coast, and later on in January, the West Coast. Our schedule is on our website, israellawcenter.org. We'd encourage people to come and hear about the book, and obviously I'm open to invitations to speaking engagements in different communities as it states. We're trying to get and promote the book in the media. I was on Fox News on the beginning of the week. We get a lot of radio interviews, national shows and local, and we hit a lot of newspapers. The purpose is really to promote the book as much as possible and to spread out the paradigm that stands behind the book.
Great. I have a question actually just coming in via email for you, and the question is, how do you see the Israelis since Meir Dagan left? How do you see them building upon the Harpoon program?
The Harpoon unit is still working. It's still operating. After Meir Dagan, it was moved from the into the Defense Ministry. The unit operates in the middle of the country, and they do go after terror financing in any way they can. They concentrate on the Palestinian organizations, on the PLO mostly, Hamas and Hezbollah, as these are the major threats against Israel, and they know that the next war will be opened from the north by Hezbollah, and Hamas will still looking for ways to launch thousands of missiles towards Israel. So they're trying to go after the funding for these organizations.
Great. And I think that right now is all. That's all the questions we have that have come in. I just want to take a moment, Nitzana, to thank you for taking the time to join us this afternoon and encourage everybody on the phone, if you have any questions about the book Harpoon, which comes out this week, or you'd like to contact Nitzana, or if you have any follow-up for myself or the Israel Project, please feel free to reach out to me. I'm more than happy to connect you and help promote this very important book, which has really been talking about ways that we being the West, have really benefited from Harpoon and this important work to fight terrorism with unconventional warfare. So with that, I want to thank everybody. Thank you, Nitzana, for your time, and please go out and read the book. It's great. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This concludes today's presentation. You may now disconnect.